Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. This is Ken Graham right here in operations. The official clock says it's 3 o'clock. So we got some new information for you. The Air Force out there now, and they got a lower pressure, 910 millibars. So that's brand new information. The pressure continues to fall. We still have winds at 185 miles an hour. Just a devastating, powerful, historic hurricane here. West 7 miles an hour on the movement. So that's the latest information we have. And that actually ties the Labor Day storm in 1935 as the strongest storm to make landfall in the Atlantic Basin. So definitely a historic and deadly and very dangerous situation for the Bahamas. And as you look here, we've had two landfalls. We had one in Elbow Cay and then another over in Marsh Harbor. But look at the eye. You can actually see right there over portions of the island. So we need to make sure anybody that goes out in the eye, just don't. It's too dangerous. There's debris, and there's also the other side of the eye wall on the way. So a very dangerous situation with time. But this hurricane is very large, the wind field expanding. And, of course, we've been talking about the slowdown, this thing slowing down in the forecast, and that's just going to compound the issues in the Bahamas. That means major hurricane force winds for a prolonged period of time, 30 hours to 36 hours or so. That's a long time. I mean, look at the timing here. Impacted now all the way through Tuesday morning. That is just an incredibly dangerous situation. That means more rainfall, more of these winds. Rainfall could get up to 30 inches in some places, and the storm surge itself could be 18 to 23 foot of storm surge. Just a very dangerous situation. So with time, we've been talking about this, the slowing down, and we're west at 7 miles an hour, and with time we're going to see that slow down. But we got to concentrate on something here, because at this point we have to focus on this cone, because there's some uncertainty with the forecast when they slow down. So some scenarios could be, we got the track forecast that we have, but it could depending on a wobble, any sort of movement, any sort of change in the characteristics of the storm, we could see movement that gets really close to the coastline of Florida. And in some cases, sometimes you can get a little further, and in that case, you can actually make landfall, and that could impact a lot of people in here. So it's real important at this time, listen to those local officials. We're getting ready for some of these winds. Remember, it's not just around the center. I mean, that's a large area. It's 140 miles of winds that come out from the center. That's just a large storm. So we have hurricane and storm surge watches that we have for Deerfield Beach to the Volusia Brevard County line. So we're really anticipating some of these impacts. The other thing we have to look at is storm surge. I mentioned that storm surge watch. Some of those values, I mean, just a powerful storm like this, anywhere in that watch area that we're looking at, 4 to 7 feet. I mean, Titusville, Palm Beach, a lot of these areas could see some big-time storm surge, so a very dangerous situation. And remember, the rainfall also, looking at it, it's good news. A lot of it's offshore because that's where the track is. But if that track goes a little to the left, so will these large values. So it doesn't take a whole lot to bring some of these values, these forecasts of 6 to 10 inches, a little closer to the coast. This has been Ken Graham at the National Hurricane Center.